objections, especially to women?
No, I don't think there would be.
Do you know if the repealer would affect Tennessee Lightning Tire?
It should not affect Tennessee Lightning Tire's property, because in order to create a Tennessee Lightning Tire, the deed must state the husband and wife's name, and either state that they are husband and wife or state that they do take title as Tennessee Lightning Tire. So it's clearly not going to have an effect in this. In that instance, the only time that the problem arises is when there's only one spouse's name on the title. And I believe what happens in practice is that if a person owns a piece of property in his or her own name and
subsection B is retained, if you retain also the title problems, except you don't have any kind of limitation period, which B tried to create. So it would be a step backward as far as everything.
Let me ask you both a question. I don't know much about this, so you can this is a dumb question. Just know what I said here.
Section does require, or does cause title companies to go back and get two signatures on that, two parties on deeds to real property. So from that standpoint, the change might have some effect in the situation that you're speaking of. Or might chill the enthusiasm of the wife for pursuing her rights or pursuing her interests. We don't propose that the bill is can only be looked at one way. There's the money on one side, there are title problems. On the other side, there are some situations in which an interest might be served by the law.
The other thing that would concern me is existence of the language may cause the husband, and he in our society is more generally the business world, to consult with the wife before he executes a conveyance. Recently I was in a deposition where the argument was made, it's a pending case, by the wife that her husband was an alcoholic. He signed property away, didn't have to be a family home, homestead. Same could be true of family home. He conveyed the property without notice to her, and she was seeking to recoup either money or the real property on the theory of fraud by the grantee and procuring a deed from a person who's incompetent. There could be situations where a spouse has had problems in business or gamble money away or whatever, and in desperation signs over a deed.